CEO into that auntie's house and forced to Jagannatha's servitors off and defeated. And Jagannatha promised, yes, I shall go immediately, you don't angry with us. Then she defeated the battalion of Jagannatha and comes back.
Just listen.
So it's also called Lakshmi Vijay.
Goswami Mara.
It's called Lakshmi Vijay. Yes. Hera Panchami. Lakshmi Devi has prestige. Jagannath given himself. Always Lord defeated by his power. And we are also under guidance of supreme power, Radharani, Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti. And these were first times of Lord going up. But Srivas Pandit, he is very simple hearted Vaishnava. And he prayed so much to Lakshmi Devi's wealth. And that is true, that time. But finally, Sarup Damodar given some conclusion. And group of Srivas Pandit, they stopped to glorify Lakshmi Devi. Chintamani Charana Bhujaga Mangalana. When Lakshmi Devi shown all the wealth so opulent, then Sarvadamodar cannot tolerate that type of conversation. He told in Bajavasi, especially Gopi, they are more generous and powerful and everything within their lotus feet, even Chintamani, they are uncle of feet, made by Chintamani, what can I say? First when I heard this sloka, I was very surprised. Still I do not know this sloka. Anyhow, that type of sloka I know, a particular that sloka I cannot remember. Anganarani Charana Bhusaram, made by Chintamani, it is inconceivable and miracle. But it is truth. That is the Vrindavan beauty and beauty of the gopis. Krishna said, Naparai Hangiravuddha Sangyuja. I cannot give return your affection and love. I cannot give return of that. When I am indebted with you all, what can I say more? And when Buddha, Ratha Yatra time, Mahaprabhu, he expressed his heart, there also one sloka, Kaviraj Goswami quoted from Bhagavat, Mani Bhakti Hi Bhutanam Amritattaya Kalpati Dishtva Jadashe Matsneho Bhavatinam Tadam Madhapanam. And Kaviraj Goswami said, Sai Shlok Suni Radha Khandila Sakala Badha Krishna Prati Pratiti Vaila. What is the meaning of that? Of that sloka, miracle sloka. Still, if Kaviraj Goswami not will say that, we cannot understand that meanings. Sai Shlok Suni Radha Khandila Sakala Badha. All her mind, unhappiness, disappear. It is, what is that? They are inside of that sloka. Sei sloka suni sadhan pandila sakala badha. Krishna prapti patiti hoilo. Mai bhakti hi bhutanam amrutaya galpati. Dishta jadakshinma sneho bhavati ram madhapuram. And that explanation given Kaviraj Goswami, yes, Krishna atayev rini hai kahe bhagavat. Krishna himself through this sloka told to the Radharani everyone is glorified with my devotion, but I am indebted with your devotion. What can I say? I am indebted with your devotional property. I cannot give return that na para eham irabhadya sankhya. Then you don't worry for me. I am coming so soon to kill few of the enemy of Brajadham. Still they are alive. And why I am not going and not showing the interest for Brajavasi? Because they can notice our attention and they will feel that enemies will feel, yeah, I am indebted with Brajavasi, I am so deeply related with Brajavasi, then they will do much wrong with Brajavasi, then I am not showing that. But actually, it is in my heart, you are all existing, and by policy, it is taking some time, because it is past times of me, then that will be as normal as possible. This way, Krishna given some explanation. And Brajavasi with Radharani, they understand it. Yes, if Krishna will show more attachment with us, then enemy of Krishna, they will get more interest to disturb our Brajadham. This explanation given Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami with that sloka, Avushchati Nalinanava Padarvinda Yogeshwari Hridvichinda Magavad Purhai Samisara Kupa Pasitottara Nabalambam Yehang Yusam Apimanas Sudhyat Sadhana. Explanation of this sloka, very big explanation. Anir Hridayamor, Bengali poetry. Anir Hridayamor, Mor mano Vrindavan mone mone ek kori mani, taha tomar padoddoy kora ho jodi uday, tobe tomar purna kripa mani. This step by step expressed purbe Uddhav dari, eve sakkhat amare yogogane kahile upay, nahe yogi, nahe gopi yogishwar, পদভবন তোমার ধ্যান করি পাইবে সন্তোষ, তব বাক্য পরিপাঠি তার মধ্যে খুঁটি নাকি শুনি গভীর আরো বাড়ে রোষ, দেহস্মৃতি রাহি যার সংসার খুব কাহাকা, তা হইতে না চায় উদ্ধার, বিরহ সমুদ্র জলে কামতি বিঙ্গি লেগিলে কপিগণে হতার পার, এটসেট্রা এটসেট্রা দেয়া. Explanation given Kaviraj Goswami. this kind of explanation nowhere you will see. And in drama, there also you not will adjust with that. But real grammatical meanings given Kaviraj Goswami that way, and it is very nice.
And so we'll end here only because probably I don't know that everybody can understand Gurudev's intonation, and the lecture goes on. It is on the web, or we can give it on a stick, anybody wants to hear. The lecture does continue, the talk continues. Gurudev is in Dum Dum Park, and he's referring to this day. It is this day in Dum Dum Park in 2006. And again, he's showing how we need to understand the scripture, we need to understand the shlokas through the Vaishnavas. And he's saying, oh, this shloka, this is inconceivable. And if it was not for Krishnadas Kaviraj, we would not know what is the meaning of this shloka, etc. And I am not able to explain anything or elaborate further than what we heard from Gurudev. But we have heard his voice. We used to sit beside him. And in fact, here is clearer sometimes than when we're sitting with Gurudev, especially when there are several devotees and we're sitting a little bit back. It's not necessarily so easy to hear him. So even now, our hearing capacity to hear him can sometimes be clearer. And Guru Maharaj in particular would speak softly, quite softly. And so us junior devotees were always at the back, and really we would be straining to hear. So it is our good fortune we're able to hear, and we'll catch what we can. And then now we can read a little bit, I think, from this Harapanchami festival time.
Lecture has been transcribed recently by Terry Marsh, very clear English with both shloka, its own Gaudiya Darshan.
Is it on there now?
It's very lecture.
Okay. Then we can find that and put that link to that lecture too. And if anybody knows any other reference, and let me know.
It's all like beautifully described.
Well, book, because here is the Bengali as well.
But yeah,
there's bits where tomorrow will be there. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 14. All right, so perhaps we can just gently move this to one side, and we can use the book stand. Nice book stand. Suitable for the book. So we're starting it on verse 107. So King Prataparudra, who was the king of Puri, he's giving instruction after talking with Kashi Mishra. Then he is giving instruction. So he is saying, King Prataparudra is saying, tomorrow will be the function of Hara Panchami or Lakshmi Vijay. Hold this festival in a way that it has never been held before. Because remember, Mahaprabhu is there, all the devotees are there, and the king wants to make a glorious festival. King Prataparudra said, I should be reading this. Mahotsava korataiche vishesha sambhara deki mahaprabhura yaiche hoya chamatkara. King Prataparudra said, hold this festival in such a gorgeous way that upon seeing it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be completely pleased and astonished. Takorera bandhare ara amara bandhare Chitravastra kinkini ara chatra chamare. Take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas and chamaras as there are in my storehouse and in the deity's storehouse. Dvajavrinda pataka ghantaya karaha mandana nana vajya nritya dolaya karaha sajana. Collect all kinds of small and large flags and ringing bells. Then decorate the carrier and have various musical and dancing parties accompany it. In this way, decorate the carrier attractively. Dviguna karya kara sava upahara ratta yatra haite yaiche haya chamatkara. You should also double the quantity of prasadam. Make so much that it will even surpass the Rathyatra festival. Seta kariha prabulaya bhaktagana svachande asya yaiche karena darashana. Arrange the festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may freely go with his devotees to visit the deity without difficulty. Prataha kale Mahaprabhu nijaganalaya jagannatha darshana kaila sandara chale yayam. In the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. So that's the end of the king Prataparudra giving instruction. Then, in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates with him to see Lord Jagannath at Sundara Chala. And in the purport here of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the purport, very short, Sundara Chala is the Gundicha temple. The temple of Jagannath at Jagannath Puri is called Neelachala, and the temple at Gundicha is called Sundarachala. Neelachale Ayalapunha Bhaktagana Sange Dekite Utkanta Hera Panchamira Range. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal devotees returned to Neelachala with great eagerness to see the Hera Panchami festival. Kashimishra Prabhure Bahu Adara Karya Svagana Saha Bhalasthane Vasaila Laya. Kashimishra received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great respect, and taking the Lord and his associates to a very nice place, he had them seated. Rasa Vishesha Prabhura Shunite Manahaila Ishat Hasiya Prabhu Svarupe Puchila. After taking his seat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear about a particular mellow of devotional service. Therefore, mildly smiling, he began to question Swarup Damodar. Mahaprabhu speaking. Yadyapi Jagannatha Karena Dvarakaya Vihara Sahaja Prakata Kare Parama Udara Tatapi Vatsara Madhye Haya Ekabara Vrindavana Dekhite Thara Utkanta Apara. Mahaprabhu saying, although Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dvaraka Dham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still, once a year, he becomes unlimitedly eager to see Vrindavan. Vrindavana samma e upavanagana taha deki bari utkantita hayamana. Pointing to the neighboring gardens, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all these gardens exactly resemble Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is very eager to see them again. Bahira hoite kare ratayatra chala sundara chale yaya Prabhu Chari Neelachala. Externally, he gives the excuse that he wants to participate in the Rath Yatra festival. But actually, he wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Sundarachala, the Gundicha temple, a replica of Vrindavan. Nana Pushpodyane Tata Kele Aratridine Lakshmi Devire Sange Nahilaya Ki Karane. So this is Mahaprabhu still speaking to Swarup Damodar. The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens there. But why does he not take Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with him? This is Mahaprabhu. In interaction with Swarup Damodar, always there's interaction with devotees. And in many ways, Mahaprabhu, not only people come to ask Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu is asking the devotees and getting feedback, and this is reciprocating his moods. So then Swarup Damodar replied, Svarupa kohe, shunna prabhu karana ihara, Vrindavana krida te lakshmira nahi adhikara. Swarup Damodar replied, my dear Lord, please hear the reason for this. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan. Vrindavana lilaya krishnera sahaya gopigana, gopigana vina krishnera harite naremana. In the pastimes of Vrindavan, the only assistants are the gopis. But for the gopis, no one can attract the mind of Krishna. Means, except for the gopis, no one can attract the mind of Krishna. The Lord said, Prabhu kohe, yatra chale krishnera gamana, subhadra ara baladeva sangi dui jana. The Lord said, using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baladev. Gopi sange jatalila hoya upavane niguda krishnera bhava kehana hi jane. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. Ataiva Krishnera prakatye nahi kichudosha tabe kene Lakshmi Devi kore etarosha. Since there is no fault at all in Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry? This is Mahaprabhu asking Swarup Damodar. Is this the part where... Oh, yes, it is. This is the part where it describes Lakshmi Devi tying up all the pandas, right?
Yeah, her servant.
Yeah. But that's a good part to read, especially for the ladies, get their own back on the men, because the servants of Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Devi gives instruction to bind them, and they insult them with insulting words, and whether they beat them or not, I'm not sure, but like they're chastising all these pandas for having taken Krishna away from him back to Vrindavan in such a way. But we may not get that far today, but if not, then you must tune in tomorrow to hear these exceptional pastimes in Jagannath Puri. But yes, we're continuing a short while, and you tell me when I'm not meant to be continuing. So, So Mahaprabhu is asking to Swarup Brahmada, since there is no fault at all in Krishna's pastimes, how can anybody fault Krishna's pastimes? Then why does the goddess of fortune become angry? So he's leading Swarup Damodar on to tell me these things. Swarup Damodar replied, Swarupa kahe prema vatira eta svabhava kantera audasya leshe hoya krodha bhava. Swarup Damodar replied, it is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding any neglect on the part of her lover. Hena kale khachita yahe vividha ratana suvanera chadola kore arohana. While Swarup Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking, the procession of the goddess of fortune came by. This is for? Putting the book. I'm okay. Thank you. I'm fine. She means Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was riding upon a golden palanquin carried by four men and bedecked with a variety of jewels. Chatra chamara dvaja patakara gana nana vadyage nache devadasi gana. Palanquin was surrounded by people carrying umbrellas, chamara whisks, and flags, and it was preceded by musicians and dancing girls. Tambula samputta jhari vyajana chamara sate dasi shatahara divya bhushambhara. The maidservants were carrying water pitchers, chamara whisks, and boxes for betel nuts. There were hundreds of maidservants, all attractively dressed and wearing valuable necklaces. Alaukika Aishwarya Sange Bahu Parivara Krudha Hoya Lakshmi Devi Aila Singhadwara. In an angry mood, the goddess of fortune arrived at the main gate of the temple, accompanied by many members of her family, all of whom exhibited uncommon opulence. Lakshmi Devi's family will naturally be exhibiting uncommon opulence. Jagannathera mukhya mukhya jata britya gane Lakshmi Devira dasi ganakarena bandhane. When the procession arrived, the maidservants of the goddess of fortune began to arrest all the principal servants of Lord Jagannath. So we are getting to this part. So when the procession arrived, do you understand? You understand my English? Yes. When the procession arrived, the maidservants of the goddess of fortune began to arrest the principal servants of Lord Jagannath. Bandhya Aranya Pare Lakshmira Charane Chore Jena Danda Kore Loyanana Dhane. The maidservants bound the servants of Jagannath, handcuffed them, and made them fall down to the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. Indeed, they were arrested just like thieves who have all their riches taken away. And there's a short purport here. We'll read the purport. When Lord Jagannath starts his car festival, he gives assurance to the goddess of fortune that he will return the next day. When he does not return, the goddess of fortune, after waiting 2 or 3 days, begins to feel that her husband has neglected her. She naturally becomes quite angry. Gorgeously decorating herself and her associates, she comes out of the temple and stands before the main gate. All the principal servants of Lord Jagannath are then arrested by her maidservants, brought before her, and forced to fall down at her lotus feet. And this today is this day of this Leela of Lakshmi Devi. It's called Hara Panchami. So now in Jagannath Puri, these events are taking place. Achetana vat tare karina tadane nana mata galidena vandana vachane. When the servants fell down before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, they almost fell unconscious. They were chastised and made the butt of jokes and loose language. Lakshmi Sangidashi Gunnera Pragalbhya Dekhya Hase Mahaprabhuragana Mukhe Hastadiya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates saw such impudence exhibited by the maidservants of the goddess of fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. So these are Mahaprabhu's devotees, and they're all generally a sober lot, and they're seeing these pastimes, and they're kind of amused by it. So they're covering their faces because they're not really meant to be smiling so much to see this. Damodara kohe, so Sri Sarup Damodara said, Damodara kohe, Aiche manera prakara, Trijagate kahanahi deki shuniara. Sarup Damodara said, there is no egoistic pride like this within the three worlds. At least I have never seen it or heard of it. Manini niruchahe chare vibhushana, Bhume vasi nakeleke malini vadana. This is Swarup Damodara to Mahaprabhu continuing. When a woman is neglected and disappointed, then out of egoistic pride she gives up her ornaments and morosely sits down on the ground, marking lines with her nails. Purve satyabhamara shunni evang vidhamana vraje gopi ganeramana rasera nidhana. I have heard of this kind of pride in Satyabhama, Krishna's proudest queen. And I have also heard of it in the gopis of Vrindavan, who are the reservoirs of all transcendental mellows. Iho nija sampatti Saba prakatta karya priera upara yaya sanya sajana. But in the case of the goddess of fortune, I see a different kind of pride. She manifests her own opulences and even goes with her soldiers to attack her husband. We have one devotee leaving.
Arriving.
Acha.
Nalina Sundari.
Welcome. Or in Vrindavan, they will say, Shushagatam. Welcome. Hare Krishna. So, she's going to, a goddess of fortune, going to attack her husband with the soldiers. Then, Mahaprabhu has been listening to Swarup Damodara. Now Mahaprabhu replying, saying, Prabhu kohe, kaha brajera manera prakara swarupa kohe. Prabhu kohe, Mahaprabhu saying, kaha brajera manera prakara swarup kohe, gopi mananadi shatadhara. Mahaprabhu said, please tell me of the varieties of egoistic pride manifested in Vrindavan. Swarup Damodara replied, the pride of the gopis is like a river flowing with hundreds of tributaries. Nayakara svabhava prema britte bahubheda se bhede nana prakara manera udbheda. The characteristics and modes of love are different in different women. Their jealous anger also takes on different varieties and qualities. Samyak gopikaramana yayar na yaya katana ekadui bhede kari dig darshana. It is not possible to give a complete statement about the different types of jealous anger manifest by the gopis, but a few principles may serve as an indication. Mane koha hoya dhira keha ta adhira e tina bhede keha hoya dhira dhira. There are three types of women experiencing jealous anger: sober women, restless women, and women both restless and sober. Dhira kante dure deki kore pratyutthane pratyutthana nikate asile kore asana pradana. When a sober heroine sees her hero approaching from a distance, she immediately stands up to receive him. When he comes near, she immediately offers him a place to sit. Hridaye kopa mukhe kahe madhura vachana priya alingite tare kore alingana. The sober heroine conceals her anger within her heart and externally speaks sweet words. And when her lover embraces her, she returns his embrace. Sarala vyavahara kare manira poshana kimva solunta vake kare priya nirasana. The sober heroine is very simple in her behavior. She keeps her jealous anger within her heart, but with mild words and smiles, she rejects the advances of her lover. Adira nishtura vake karaye bharsana kanotpale thare kore malaya bandana. The restless heroine, however, sometimes chastises her lover with cruel words, sometimes pulls his ear, and sometimes binds him with a flower garland. Dhira dhira vakravakye kare upahasa kabhu stuti kabhu ninda kabhu va udasa. And the heroine, who is a combination of sobriety and restlessness, always jokes with equivocal words. She sometimes praises her lover, sometimes blasphemes him, and sometimes remains indifferent. Mugdha madhya pragalbha tina nayakara beda mugdha nahi jane manira vaidagdhya vibheda. Heroines may also be classified as captivated, intermediate, and impudent. The captivated heroine does not know very much about the cunning intricacies of jealous anger. Okay, so three types: captivated, intermediate, and impudent. The captivated heroine does not know very much about the cunning intricacies of jealous anger. Mukha achadiya kare kevala rodana kantera priya vakya shunihaya parasana. The captivated heroine simply covers her face and goes on crying. When she hears sweet words from her lover, she is very satisfied. Madhya pragadha dhare dhira ti vibheda tarama che sabara swabhave tina bheda. Both the intermediate and impudent heroines can be classified as sober, restless and both sober and restless. All their characteristics can be further classified in three divisions. Keha prakara keha mridu keha haya sama svasvabha vikrishnera baraya prema sima. Some of the heroines are very talkative, some are mild, and some are equipoised. Each heroine, according to her own character, increases Krishna's loving ecstasy. Prakaryama madava samya sambhava nirdosha se se svabhave krishne karoi karaya santosha. Although some of the gopis are talkative, some mild, and some equipoised, all of them are transcendental and faultless. They please Krishna by their unique characteristics. Ekata shunya prabhura ananda apara kaha kaha damodara balebara bara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness upon hearing this description, and he again and again requested Swarup Damodara to continue speaking. Hare Krishna. And this section, but much of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this section, these are all very fine things also. But we do, when we're reading from beginning to end of Chaitanya Charitamrita and of Srimad Bhagavatam, and of Chaitanya Bhagavat, as they do in Navadvip, as set up by Srila Guru Maharaj. The whole program is set up by him for the full-time servitors in the mat. When we do read through, we are not skipping the fine, fine points. But we are not trying to elaborate our own interpretation or thought about many of these things. Rather, we're reading them and trying to digest ourselves and hear, and just to understand that this interaction of Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodara, and by association of the topics, the interaction of Krishna and Lakshmi Devi, the gopis, and all these things, they are all very subtle and fine. And one description that Guru Maharaj gave, Guru Maharaj said about Chaitanya Charitamrita in particular, that Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has presented all these things in a very guarded way. And Guru Maharaj also told that Krishna Das Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in such a way that nobody could misunderstand it. But then Guru Maharaj said, but still people misinterpret Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if Krishna Das Kaviraj of such capacity, with such intention that it will not be misunderstood, composes his book, then you see how dangerous, I mean, how fine line it is, and how always we want to be on the line of hearing from authority. So wherever we can, we'll hear, you know, what Gurudev is saying, what Guru Maharaj is saying, what those who've captured it are saying. And we know clearly and certified by Guru Maharaj and Gurudev how much Srila Goswami Maharaj has captured these fine things. And others have captured things, and Gurudev happily giving certificate, not just we can say, oh, the sannyasi section, etc., but for Devashish, who was here recently, Gurudev was very happy with him, and much interaction between devotees at different times. And by the way, Bhakti Lalita herself, Gurudev has given his own definite certificate to her. So you are in good company as a day-by-day basis here. So don't neglect, don't not take advantage, as it were, in a spiritual sense of that association. Gurudev said of Bhakti Lalita, when she's replying letters, okay, she won't want to hear many things, and sometimes we don't want to hear some things too and want to disappear. Anyway, just in brief, because we are in front of it, but Gurudev did really give a certificate that what I wanted to say and what I am thinking I will reply to this question in this letter. I am thinking I will reply this, but I was waiting before giving reply. But she has already made this draft. I said, oh, you make a draft. And then when she comes with the letter draft, the Gurudev said, this is what I was thinking to say. She understands my mood. Something like that. I am correct, right?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna, all right. But this is not a small matter. And there are others in the world who also have captured so many things. So we need to share questions we cannot answer. And many things, I'm not saying this question, but many things in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we're reading through, we should not try to question too much the final leelas, but rather we will accept. And as Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada said very clearly when he was presenting the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that if these leelas are heard from the pure devotees, then they will be the very medicine to remove those worst lust, greed, anger, which are within ourselves. They will be the very medicine to remove these deep-rooted things within us. But that it has to be heard from the proper source. So we'll hear this from Krishnadas Kaviraj, from the purports of Srila Prabhupada, who's protecting throughout all of his purports, throughout all of his books. And where we can, we are hearing from Srila Gurudev, who is telling in context, in an acceptable way for us to hear about so many of these leelas of Hara Panchami and of so many pastimes of the Lord. And naturally talking about Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, for those who are in the Rupanuga Sampradaya, who think a little deeper rather than it just being a big festival to have a quote-unquote Hindu festival to pull a cart and get liberation. But naturally, any discussion within the Rupanuga Sampradaya is going to come to the sweetness and charm, the love, the affection of the gopis in Vrindavan. So even the Rathayatra Leela, it'll all be taken very carefully and to know, to understand some facts, but not to meditate there in such a way, like a picture. A picture, we see reminders of the Gopi Leela in Vrindavan. We see in many homes and many places very nice artistic pictures drawn. But they're not for us to meditate what is happening, but rather for us to worship. That we have that as the ideal. And that sloka, Matala Hari Jana Kirtana Rangi, which is on the very front of the Natmandir in Nabadeep, that sloka manifest itself, it manifests into the diorama above that shloka, that we are the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are the followers of Gauranga, we are the worshippers of Mahaprabhu and that pastime. We are in that leela with the, look, here we have it, the Mridanga. We've got the Mridanga cartels and chanting their glories of the Radha Krishna pastimes and the pastimes of Govardhan Hill, but we are the worshippers of that. This is our safe position, and we are downstairs with our feet on the ground. The last time that I was at the Puri festival, I also helped pull the cart back to the Jagannath temple. And I afterwards felt, is that right? Is that right? Have I just done something wrong? I've just helped the Lord to come back from Vrindavan. And then, no, and now, what's my situation then? I did quietly have that question, and I never did ask it to Gurudev during that. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were there for that whole time. They didn't go home after the one-way festival. They stayed. There are many things which will always remain inconceivable to us. When we come back to Gurudev, when Gurudev makes himself visible, brings us there, we'll keep a little list of these questions.
Yeah, saying, this is our list.
I think the list isn't going to matter at that point.
Yeah, the list may not matter.
Yeah, it all.
Hare Krishna. And earlier, it is actually not dissimilar to the Samadhi Mandir classes, because the English classes would be on the Samadhi Mandir in Navadvip, and Gurudev himself would, and this was by Gurudev's wish. I mean, it was there, and the time, 9 o'clock, was his wish. He set all these things, and he himself would come. It's not that, you're all getting under my feet and get out of my veranda and go at 9 o'clock every day. But he himself was enthusiastic and wanted it to be communicated. And the class was in English, but sometimes we've had Russian classes, Spanish classes, Chinese classes yet to happen, but maybe that day will come where we'll find, oh, everybody in the class, they are Chinese speaking. And why not? That may come. But those were very sweet classes in front of Guru Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir, where Gurudev said, Guru Maharaj is now living at his Samadhi. And he even said devotees were always kind of eager to go to Guru Maharaj's veranda upstairs. And Guru Maharaj approved it for once visit in a respectable, honorable way, not as like tourist and click many photos kind of thing. But he said, not necessary to go again and again. Guru Maharaj is now living in his Samadhi. So hearing that from Gurudev, we felt very much, nourished to be able to actually shy in some way, unqualified in some way, but nourished to be sitting in front of Guru Maharaj at his Samadhi. And here we're sitting in front of Giriraj, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. And our parampara here. So it's here is very sweet. Here is very sweet.
Here is very sweet.
Here is very... Oh, okay. Italian. Now please, give me some Italian. Here is very sweet. Very sweet. Kub mishti. Huh?
Wait till you have breakfast.
What's for... You have a question? Yes. At the Rathayatra festival, Lord Jagannath has already gone from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple, a very, very wide road, with more than 1 million people in attendance, 1 million pilgrims.
6 million, I thought something huge like that, though. Millions.
Well, I have not heard 6 million, but in Vaishnava, it may be
it's
6
like 20
million.
20 million.
The Indian news, which we watched on there, said 1 million, but Vaishnava, maybe 6 million. Numbers. So, no, the Jagannath has gone from the chariot, from the main temple in 3 chariots, one for Jagannath, one for Baladev, one for Subhadra. They've already gone to the Gundicha temple, the other temple, and for a night, I think they stayed out that night. After that, I haven't actually seen any internet video of it. And then one night they stayed out. Next day, they went into the Gundicha temple, which is that temple and its garden and that area. It is Vrindavan. It is understood to be Vrindavan. You see, you know how in Navadvip, we're always told Navadvip is also Vrindavan. Everything in Vrindavan is in Navadvip. So also similar for Purushottam Dham, for Jagannath Dham, for the Jagannath Puri's Dham there. It is similar. And Vrindavan there specifically is in that area of the Gundicha temple. So now Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra are already in that area, and they are very happily there back in their Vrindavan environment. So today, Lakshmi Devi goes down on the chariot, and she'll have her consorts. I've seen exactly this day. I can't say exactly this day, but they go down, and it's another procession, but not on carts, it's in palanquins. And they go down from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple, and then her associates, they have dancing girls and many things go down there, but then they go through this... you can say like a theater if you like, but they now will go down there and they will, I don't know how much they really tie them up and bind them and insult them and swear at them, I do not know. But in some theatrical way, it's all acted out and done.
Are they actually carrying some deity of Lakshmi Devi on a palanquin?
Oh, yes, yes. Some deity are going there. And Chandan Yatra, they are carrying, there are many associates of Jagannath, and they're carrying palanquin after palanquin after palanquin, including Lakshmi Devi and so many. But those who know, they can tell you so much. This year I was in Kuala Lumpur on that day at Gurudev's beautiful temple of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, Jayashri and Aprakirvu's place. And we watched on television, actually on the computer, but it's Indian television. And it was the Oriya channel. It was actually the Oriya channel. And the commentator, all day long, not just for half an hour or something, he was so enthusiastic, like he's commenting on a football match.
Play by play, yeah.
Play by play. But then he's telling, we can catch something, because it's, you know, anyway, we catch something. And he's telling what's taking place, you know, the Leela, the pastimes, why this is today. They also have dancers. They also have the famous part of the king, until today, the king of Orissa, the king of Puri, maybe, certainly of Puri, I don't know whether it's Orissa, comes and sweeps the road beforehand, all these things, but then many other things which we don't have really much idea. So this day also, many things take place, and all these different chariots, they all have some purpose, and who's on this chariot, who's on that chariot. And this commentator, really, he was like a football match commentator when the ball is close to the goal for hours. Every time we checked in, this same man is and chanting all these shlokas and telling this. So, you know, it's a very, for the Puri people, it's a very happy day. Mahaprabhu is going the royal lord, in his royal mood, but now he's going back to Vrindavan after so long. Okay, you may say it's a year since the Ratha Yatra, but time in all these matters are quite a different thing. He's returning after ages and ages and ages to Vrindavan Dham. And then on the way, there are also so many moods of separation. There's moods of separation when the prospect of union is going to be there again. And Rupa Goswami has given all this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu very scientifically. So anyway, the whole Rathyatra festival, it is still connected with the moods of union and separation and so many things taking place. And the festival, to go to the Gundicha temple, then it is one of those like magnificent times of the ecstasy of the Lord. And it is told in the scripture that one who can help to pull the cart, he will not take birth again. And they say, but I don't know if we have scripture that says it, but the Indian people say that one who sees the face of Lord Jagannath on the cart as he goes, he will not take birth again. And hence, for the average person, you can say, in India, they want to go once in their life because they very much don't want to take birth again, because this is a very troublesome world. But that is not our motive. We are not going thinking, oh, I'm going to get liberation. And it's not our motive because we really are fortunate we've come in line with a solid Guru Varga who are telling us what is what. We're not just coming as tourists and to have a happy time at so many Hindu festivals where we hear we're going to get liberation. That is not our matter at all. So anyway, today's festival, then Lakshmi Devi will go down, there'll be drums, there'll be probably cymbals. If we have the opportunity, perhaps we can see something live, what's going to happen. And I'd be interested to see whether the Devi Dasis do actually beat the men or not.
Well,
I don't know. But I can say during Holi, the women do beat the men, but they're all in good spirit up in Varshana. It's really peculiar. They do beat the men, and Holi they throw colour dye, and it is done in good spirit. I am witness only after being in India for so many years. This was the first year I was there for Holi, which is another festival where they spray colored water over each other. But it was such good spirit in that area of Govardhan and Vrindavan. And on the actual day of Holi, I went from Govardhan to Vrindavan. And I thought, okay, I'll sneak out this side way, then maybe I'll be able to get to a taxi or something and get there without getting covered. And within like 10 yards, 10 meters, within 10 meters, I was already sprayed by little children, like this. And then not only little children, the grandparents, everybody, they're all doing it. But it was a sweet mood. It was a happy mood. And more evidence of the happiness of that kind of pastime over there. Remember, it's a Braj Basis. So we are seeing it, but we are not imitating. We're not going to go down to the shop and buy a little plastic squirter and start squirting people, because, I mean, we do not imitate. And this is one big caution that Mahaprabhu gave to Jagarananda. That you go to Vrindavan, but do not imitate the local people. But what was I going to say? Oh, yes, that a little illustration of how it is treated as a happy event is the day after the main holy day, then there is a day set aside for the police to do holi with each other themselves, because they couldn't join in the fun, because there are so many people come, it's crowded, and everybody's covered, you can be sure. Everybody, and I'm of course a very good target for them. They are very happy. They are very happy if I come down the street. So at least on one day we can make the local people very happy, we can say. But so the police have some duty on that day of Holi, because they have to be sober and make sure everybody's, you know, well behaved like that. But unbelievably to me, I was astounded that the next day, it's the police's day to do holi with each other. Where else in the world will you find that kind of thing?
India is Garage.
Huh? India is Garage. My India is great. Yeah. Sometimes they spell it right. Mostly these are, yeah, many things. So anyway, that's just another illustration that many things take place. Vrindavan is a place of festivals. Jagannath Puri is a place of festivals. And throughout the year in Puri, they have lots of festivals in their calendar which they are doing. And in Vrindavan, actually, the Radha Raman temple, they have lots of festivals that they do throughout the year with their own, like, chariots and things like that. And that Radha Raman temple, those of you who've been to Vrindavan and have been, that's one of the principal places for us to go, because Gurudev went there. I mean, Gurudev went there, took the devotees, went there, and, you know, where he went, we specifically like to go. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a beautiful deity of Krishna, Hello Krishna, manifest from the Shalagram Srila. That's another story, another day. So today is Hara Panchami. We had an opportunity to hear Gurudev saying some things. We've read something, and may we all remember a little bit of Hara Panchami today. And we can have a look, those of us who've got the internet, we'll see whether we can see the Hara Panchami. We're 1.5 hours ahead of India, and usually these things don't start before 9 or something. So we can take a look. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Shri Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Shri Giriraj. Sorry, Giriraj Ju. Jai Shri Giriraj Ju Ki Jai. Jai Shri Radha Kun Shyama Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Shri Hara Panchami Ki Jai. Shri Baladev Subhadra Jagannath Ju Ki Jai. Jai Shri Purushottam Dham Ki Jai, Shri Neela Chala Dham Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. No, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yaravaya Namaha.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yaravaya Namaha.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Girihari Gopinatha Madana Moha.
Girihari
Gopinatha. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Shri Vasari. Saprika Shri Shri Guru Giriraj Ju Ki Jai. Do you say Guru Gauranga Giriraj? Acha. Okay, then maybe I'll say Jai Shri Shri Guru Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. And Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Shida Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Bimal Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Acharya Varga Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Worldwide Ki Jai. Jai Shri Kaladeep Dham Shri Aparada Banjan Pat Ki Jai. Shri Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jai Shri Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Purushottam Dham Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Eka Chakra Dham Ki Jai. Jai Shri Bhakti Devi Shmati Brinda Talsi Maharani. Where are you? Ki Jai. Jai Shmati Brinda Talsi Maharani. Ki Jai. Jai, all assembled devotees, ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan, ki jai, Nitai Gaur, Premanandi, no, no, it is,
Maharaj, really,
no, I am,
we're going to do it every time, it's like, it was,
then I will fight,
Gurudev would not
then
be
I must,
Gurudev would not be happy if we
you're using this against me,
right,
Hare Krishna.